Okay, Brunswick, looking forward to hearing you guys. This is Kyle Smith from Westbrook. Looking forward to hearing how you're playing.
Back here, both volume and style. Play right out saxophones. Ba-do-ba-ba. Ba-ba-do-da-ba. Get it, when you have one and or two eighth notes, make sure we tongue the second one. Good soft playing. So Hannah, just a thought on the vibes. I love how you're playing four mallets. We can see you're playing chords and harmonies. Think about what you're soloing. I'm sorry, when you comp your chords, what's going on around you. There's a couple times when what you play totally works, but then a couple other times when you play and it kind of covers or gets in the way of what else is going on in the band. So. Laying out the chords, great. Remember how well you play now. Very nice attempt at dynamics here. I think that was well done. Yeah, good playing. Lots of energy. I like your attempts at dynamics. It looks like you're going to try to take care of the bass volume. So I'm moving around some cymbals and you may consider just placement of the bass being up front. I know there's lots of stuff and gear up there and all that, but you're doing what you can do. And the more we get of that bass, sometimes the better. I felt like as you guys can, on that last tune, really work to, I love some of the stuff Dynamics Miss Anderson's asked me to do. Make sure you're all doing it. And then when you get really strong, not only are you playing loud with a full volume across your sections, but you're also all articulating correctly. And that the sound is coming up to the back of the auditorium, not into your music stand. part almost sound cool. Instead of the snare drum, put the click on the rim of the snare drum. Cluck. Cluck. It's a little more transparent. Even a drier sound in the hi-hat would be good. Maybe just the tip. Sense of pitch in the solo. Yeah, look, you sound good. Keep the pitch up a little bit. I feel like that moment right there, as I listen back onto it, we come back to this descending line of the trombones, we go back to the end of that last section. I feel like that could have reached a bigger climax, really, to give us more to listen to. So there's always going up to something. Solos is finished and doing the fine jump. I feel like this should be stronger, like maybe over on the ride, and I know trumpets are carrying it, but this could be a bigger, louder section and then come down afterwards for the solo afterwards. I feel like the trombone section has a very good sense of pitch and nice dark sound. That's good when your bells are down, when they're up and all that. That's good. Trumpets on all those long notes, that's really hard to play. So just be thinking about, you know, who's the lead player and where are we listening to for pitch and chicken tuners and all that sort of stuff, so that those long notes . Okay, so E, that's a really hard note. So for E on the trumpet, that's going to be a flat note. So you want to raise it either with your embouchure or with adding one and two or third valve that coincides with the high B in alto saxophones, which sometimes tends to be sharp if you pinch it. So if alto sax comes down on the B and E goes up in the trumpet, you should have a chance at meeting on the pitch on those. See, that one's better. Remember, all it takes is one person to be out on that, and so it's really tough. And sax is, because of the logistics of the band, you need to listen back and tune to the lead trumpet on that. So much of this tune is so... So there was a crescendo there. This could be like a really big moment. I feel like you're a mezzo piano, mezzo forte band, but there's not a lot of piano in that tune. Not the instrument, but the dynamic. But there's not a lot. Also not a lot of forte. So I think we need to exaggerate, especially a band of your size and you guys play so well. I would consider really getting some more stronger moments in that at the end. Again, not that it wasn't good, just to give us some more punch to grab onto. That last note is a G sharp in the trumpet and the F sharp in the trombone. Just make sure we're listening back. That fifth position F sharp is going to be pretty hard to play in tune. Again, could be wrong. Just that's what I heard. I was doing great so far. And look on that, you know, it's hard to be featured for so long. You really did a great job. Just some thoughts on that. If the whole solo is written, are you doing any improvising? Are you doing any embellishing on that? Can you add vibrato? Can you add notes, more scalar lines, things like that? I'm sure Mrs. Anderson and Mr. Scarponi could work on that. If that's something you haven't started doing yet, I would consider that. So you really make that solo yours. Not just like the recording, try to do something a little bit different. We tongue the last note of those eighth notes. Now that I see it, bones are still face down, so we want to make sure we have windows. I know there's 10,000 of you, but that we have enough room to get our bells up so you're not playing down. Yeah, this could have some real fire. It really starts with a rhythm section, really in bass, and drums just laying right into it. Lead alto, give everything you got on this. Dot, do, dot, dot. So in a section like that, like the band had, all the rhythms were the same. Let's look at the articulation. How are we articulating? That it's just clear. I also heard the concert D flat and the upper octave quite good on all those. I think that's a minor third. On that B flat, on that second chord change, is that a flatted third? Really great playing though. Nice job. So if this part's supposed to be soft, let's really bring the drums down. And this can be much louder. Figures, which are not easy. Yeah, sometimes on a last note like that, if on the cymbals we hit it and we're done, you let them ring before Miss Anderson cuts it off, and then you can choke it all together rather than playing all the way through until the cutoff. That just lets it kind of resolve for a minute before we stop. A lot of us teachers like to use the hi-hat choke on the beat, on the cutoff, well, to help define it too. But again, sounds good. I would say back from the third tune, also the second tune, what they have in common is just the ability to make some different dynamics. I think there's the ability there, just really, really committing to, is this loud, is this soft, or where's it going, where's it coming from? I think is really big. I think the concept of section sound is really good. I feel like the brass really have a good concept within the section, including flute, about where that is. I feel like in the saxophones, we need to think about how we want to phrase things and what is lead alto saying. Hey, can everybody hear lead alto? I could use more bass. Piano's good, that's through the house, that's fine. Could use more of the conga. Cymbals fine, snare drum's fine. There's any timbales, yeah. I can really dig into that melody. When we have those accents, really play them out. I think the brass can make that even really exciting as well. Thank you.
miss another saxophone section, I would just play out. Get some air going through those horns. Make sure you come down when the horns come out so that we have the same dynamics across the ensemble. Nice playing, guys. I thought you played well. I thought the big thing I would talk about working with you guys would be dynamic, so we really improve the excitement level from high to low. So great job. I'm going to work with you here for a couple minutes.